Hello, everybody! Welcome back to Mila Madness. And today we got a few theories going on out here. And just one theory, I know I was talking about New Yorker. I'll see you in the phony papers. Unless I'm talking Jersey, which is, I don't know. So I'm trying to build some theory here, alright? I don't even know what the frick that was. I just insulted like multiple races at the exact same time without meaning to, so I'm just gonna shut my yap and. Okay, well, I can't shut my yap and. Whatever. I'm gonna stop talking now and talk about something else. So, we got, why Foxy is bye bye. Or what might have happened to Foxy. And then we'll figure out something else later on. So, first off here is, a lot of people say, they dismantled him, or Roxanne murdered Foxy and took his place. And then some person, because I told my friends about making this video, and they were giving me their ideas. Some random kid that was like 5 years old came up and said something that just scared me. That he knew about this. Maybe they gender swapped Foxy with a girl. Maybe he's transgender. I'm like, okay, one, how do you know about that? And I'm like, oh yeah, it's nowadays. It's everywhere. Number two. Scott Cawthon is a Christian. I doubt he'd add that in the game. So, continuing down the spiel I'm in here. This is what might have happened. Alright? And this comes from a theory from another YouTuber that's still alive and still making videos. Excuse me. Where Foxy took the stage until Monty and Roxanne were ready. And then after they got everything ready and set and done, they're going to scrap Foxy afterwards. And Foxy was cool about it. He's like, don't let someone disturb your ruin today, sister. I accepted my fight years ago. And her little pet dog, you know, that she gives her, your hair is beautiful. Your tail is beautiful. You're perfect. Everyone wants to be you. Your performance is perfect tonight. It makes it kind of more heartbreaking that instead of her trying to give herself a pep talk to, you know, hype her up, it's the last thing that Foxy ever said to her before he was dismantled. So she might be saying that because, not because she needs the pep talk, but because she misses Foxy. I must remember what he told her. That makes it a little more heartbreaking, doesn't it? Okay, alright, so that's, so what happened to Foxy is, Foxy got dismantled, most likely, because, as it says in the comic, after the bite of 87 that scared everyone away from Foxy's, so they stopped making Fox models and started making Wolf models. Enter Roxanne Wolf. So that'd make Foxy obsolete from then on out. Just like the reason they stopped making bunny models. He said, Bonnie was never supposed to be, you know, replaced by Monty. But, since Afton's whole ordeal is based after rabbits, they knew it was time to make a change. Which implies they got rid of Foxy, Glamrock Foxy that is, and Glamrock Bonnie, because of that very reason. The bite of 87 and the death
of multiple children via William Afton via being dressed in a rabbit costume. Let me yawn for a sec. Oh, there we go. So, that answers itself. That's what happened to Foxy. He's most likely dismantled because of those reasons. Which will also be the reason why Glamrock Bonnie was destroyed. Because of William Afton. Not to mention, Vanny probably didn't help either. But, however, Glamrock Foxy had his own place, so he is canon. And Freddy even mentions that he misses Bonnie, which makes Bonnie canon. So there was a Bonnie to go with the Glamrock Foxy and Glamrock Chica. But them getting destroyed or dismantled, or Monty murdering Bonnie to take his spot in the band, you know, makes sense now, doesn't it? It's a plot twist. We uncovered that part of the lore. That can be canon now. Because honestly, I don't see any other way for that to be anything else. They wouldn't just have all the merchandise and pictures and such if it wasn't. I actually have a Glamrock Foxy plush. It's awesome. At least I think it's Glamrock Foxy, I'm not sure. Continuing to our last little theory of the day. Okay? Alright, this one may be a little controversial, but is the phone guy purple guy? Now, I don't follow Scott, so I don't know if he already said this isn't true or if it is true, but hear me out here. It could have been. He was talking about all this in the spring locks, alright? But remember what he said. He said this. Hey, I may not be around to give you another call for tomorrow. Maybe sometime, if you can, check inside the suits in the back room. The back room that was boarded up when this took place. Because it was boarded up during the, William Afton. Fun Phrase 2, which is the prequel to the first game. Remember that, hear that again. Let's hear that one last time, okay? Maybe sometime you could check inside the suit in the back room. I'm going to try to hold out until someone checks. Maybe it won't be so bad. I always wonder what was in those empty heads back there. Hear that? Because he saw a Bonnie, a golden Bonnie put together, and took the head off. Then boom, it's a human, try to get him out of there. He's staying alive until someone can set him free. Okay? There's also a phone guy that says this too. The safe room, or back room, if you want the true opinion, has been boarded up, so please do not mention this to anyone else. That could have been William saying, hey, I got some dead kids back there, don't mention it to anyone. Which advice says, any insurance or friends or family? Don't want them to know that I took out the kids, so please don't tell anyone. Don't question me, and I have no good answers. Or this too. Here's another thing. That could have happened too. Right? Well, it could have been Henry. So Henry was saying maybe it won't be so bad. I was wondering with all those empty heads back there, as in saying, hey. You know what I could, you know what I could do? I could find William Afton, like, oh, hey, we found a dead guy, that's a lawsuit, let's just burn the body or hide it somewhere. We'll never be found. If you find the body, you won't be blamed for it. You put it away. You hide it. You don't mention it to anyone. Therefore, William Afton never gets peace. That's one thing. Another thing is this. And the second one, he's saying, don't tell anyone, don't mention it, and then he'll never be set free. Well, after we lost forever. And you play as Michael, William Afton's son, who, yes, does cause arson to destroy his father's creations and trying to kill his father, and the process because all the sins his father did. So that being the case, would explain a lot about what's going on between William and Michael, and that they do hate each other, in fact. Michael's trying to get redemption for the sins of his father by finding the animatronics and then burning them. In the last game, Henry says he's burning down the pizzeria, and he dies eventually in it. But he also says this. Henry says this. Even though there was originally a way out for you planned, I think that is not what you want. I think you're exactly where you are, where you want to be. And he says it in a way where he sounds remorseful, as in saying, hey, you were a volunteer. Thank you for doing that. I'm sorry. I had a way planned for you, but I can't risk, you know, William getting out. So, yeah, sucks to suck, bud. Which I'm just like, okay, whoa, Henry, bro. Bro, Henry, yo. I liked you. You were awesome. I thought you were cool. And now you're just going to, now you're telling me, hey, bruh, I am so sorry, but I'm going to burn this place down and you're going to be stuck here. Don't complain about it. It's not my plan. It was my plan, but I didn't mean to, I don't know, doom you to die to death. Sorry about that. So, yeah, you're going to burn to death in the fire. Enjoy. I'll die here too. Nothing personal. I'm just going to blow this pizzeria up with all of it inside of it. So, yeah. My bad. No, he's like, sorry, my brave volunteer. This was not meant for you. See, I think what he originally meant was hoping that William got out of the suit so he could kill William with the fire. William eventually ends up going to hell, which is Ultimate Custom Night. Excuse me. But he escapes Ultimate Custom Night. Eventually somehow turning himself into a glitch. Enter Glitch Trap. Who became Burn Trap when he got reincarnated, which would make him weak to fire because of all the times he was burned. Final Series 3, Ultimate Custom, Pizzeria Simulator, and then Security Breach. So all that. Make him kind of freaked out when it comes to fire. So the fact about this is, all the traps are within Afton. When you turn yourself into a computer glitch and you kill Vanessa, because William Afton possessed Vanessa. When you end up killing Vanessa, or what I believe is Vanessa's sister, because I believe she had a sister, then it's over. It's completely over. Gregory wins. And William dies. In the end. He goes back to Petria Simulator because his host's body was destroyed. But hey, that's just a theory. Another Brian theory. Thank you for watching this video. If you liked it, please remember to post a link on the Fist Lane Boss if you know what you think about this theory. If you want more videos by me, do not worry because I'm a workaholic with a fiction addiction. And of course, everyone. Look into the shadows because this world is changing. Thank you for watching, everyone, and good night. Everybody, keep your eyes peeled out there because the madness never ends. Again, thank you for watching. I'll see you all next time in the next video. Thank you again for watching, and good night.